This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage. Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell
from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hidden Killers podcast.
Our correspondent, Laura Mathias, from the Hidden, a true crime podcast, is on the ground at the courthouse in Idaho, giving us updates on the latest in the case. Lauren, I want to ask you about, as we're ramping up here to Monday and the opening arguments to begin, are there any supporters of Lori Vallow Daybell there yet? Are they expecting any supporters, either from the Daybell family or the Vallow family, as the trial gets underway?
Yeah, I don't speak to many Daybells, but I have interviewed a Heather Daybell on our podcast. That's Chad Daybell's sister-in-law. She's married to Chad Daybell's brother. Mm-hmm. Wonderful people, neighbors to Chad, and they at one point were possibly considering coming. They have decided not to, and I think it's simply the fact that it is a lot of media here. And they are able to watch this in Madison County. There is a remote viewing room in the Rexburg area, which is about 5 hours away from Boise. People don't realize how many hours away Fremont County and Madison County are from Ada County, Boise, where the trial is being held. And so over there, they do have a remote viewing room where people can watch. So there's not necessarily a need to come out here to watch the trial unless it was, you know, to see people or speak to the media. And I think at this point, because it's been three years, many of the victims who have spoken out are done speaking out. You know, they're just simply wanting to watch, hoping that justice is served, but not wanting to make, you know, huge public appearances, if that makes sense, here in Boise.
You, more than I think almost any of us who've been reporting on this case, have had intimate conversations with many of the key players in this, from the Daybells to the Vallows to people involved in surrounding it. Does Lori or Chad still have supporters? Is there anybody out there that's still standing behind either of these two in terms of their believing in their innocence?
You know, yes. And then let's define supporters too.
Okay.
So do people believe in their innocence? I do believe that Chad Daybell's children believe in his innocence. So his direct family, which is also a reason that they would likely not be showing up at Lori's trial.
Sure.
Because I do not believe they support her, and they likely blame her for things that happened. And so those are Chad's supporters that believe in his absolute innocence, and probably in his direct family. I have talked to people who I would consider them supporters, but they're not necessarily believing he's innocent. They believe that there are many people. How about this? There are many people that still believe Chad is a visionary. Mm-hmm. That's a better way to put it. Sure. Not necessarily innocent. They believe that Chad is a visionary. They believe that he was led astray, that he was taken by Satan. He let lust lead the way, but he was still a visionary. His veil is still ripped. He still had these near-death experiences. He is mm-hmm. who he says he is, a prophetic type person to them, but they are disappointed that he was led down a dark path and made these choices.
Very interesting, because that was one thing I was wondering, because it seems extremely damning against both of them, obviously. But usually, in any case, there's a couple people that are there supporting the one that's being tried. I just wonder how much, or if any, we're going to see of that once the trial itself begins next week.
Right. And I think, and then as far as Lori, let's talk about that, the Lori support. I think a great example of that might be the Netflix documentary. That was a really intimate look at Lori's family of origin, her parents, her siblings, her child, Colby. And I think when it comes to support of Lori, there's a lot. I think that Colby is likely angry, very angry at his mother. We heard jailhouse calls, furious with his mother. But then we heard from Janice Cox, who stated that, you know, things were once good, and she sort of functions by thinking of, you know, the good Lori back in the day. Yeah. I would consider that a mother who's supporting her daughter, but not necessarily wanting her to walk free. Does sure. that make sense? But there's a love and there's a support. And I believe that, Summer Shiflett, Lori's sister, she was not on the Netflix documentary, but from what I can see, and assess, and we have some, you know, there's like so many cases, there's so many, you know, secret recordings that happen in these cases and things you hear. And yeah. From what I can tell with Summer, she's heartbroken by what her sister has done. She's heartbroken for the loss of her niece and her nephew, and for Colby, her remaining nephew, that, I'm sure she wants a sense of justice, but I think she's also heartbroken and likely supporting mm-hmm. her sister in not wanting, again, her sister to walk free, but in just, you know, for peace, for kindness, for compassion.
Sure.
Is what I'm seeing from her family.
Yeah, that's understandable. Supporting as a human, supporting someone that you look at as has some problems, serious problems, obviously, went down some very dark paths, but that bond there, supporting but not supporting their innocence.
Right, right.
This is Continuous Coverage.
Continuous Coverage. Continuous Coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
We will keep you up to date on the latest live from the courthouse. Our correspondent, Lauren Mathias, from the podcast Hidden, a True Crime, updating us throughout the day on the latest developments. And of course, Monday, that's when the opening statements and opening arguments start taking place. We will have the courtroom audio for you as we get it as well. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss a moment of it. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with
us. This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sail for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sail for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.